Hi there, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of the Fetch Masters Dogcast. Today, we're going to be talking about a topic that is near and dear to our hearts at Fetch Masters, and I'm going to be letting you guys in on some serious dog training knowledge that I hope that you can use to your advantage as you work on training your dog. Today, we're going to be talking about cracking the reliability code with dogs. Before we get started, a quick announcement. We have a number of dog training programs available, from puppy socialization to high performance obedience training in very high distraction environments, to leash aggression and positive gun dog training for upland bird hunting. And we now also offer dog photography. You can check out our portfolio on our website. If you're anywhere in or near Denver, Colorado, feel free to reach out to us at www.fetchmasters.com.
Yay!
Okay, folks, let's crack into this. Let's start cracking the reliability code. So reliability with a dog is sort of a multi-layered onion. There's a lot of pieces to it, a lot of layers. And you know, there are just a few are developing trust, formal training so that the dog knows what you're asking of it, training until behaviors become habitual, very, very important, understanding consequences, right? How is this behavior rewarding and that behavior is not rewarding? All of these are layers to the onion, but to talk about reliability today, I'm going to have to break this down in a pretty systematic way. And as I designed this, I tried my best not to repeat myself constantly, but it's kind of hard because a lot of this stuff sort of ties together in multiple ways. So I'm going to do my best to break it down into sensical steps. So bear with me. We're going to start by talking about trust. Now, there are two kinds of trust, right? The first one is trusting that you are safe, or the dog trusting that it is safe. Obviously, if the dog is afraid of you, you're not going to have a healthy relationship with the dog, nor are you going to be able to develop much in the way of reliable behaviors because you're not safe to be around. That said, this is actually not the kind of trust that I want to discuss today. The kind of trust that I want to discuss today is a little bit different. It is trusting in the dependability of something. So, for example, you trust that when you go outside and you turn the ignition key on your car, it's going to start. You just think it's going to. You believe it will. You trust that when you go into work tomorrow, your job will still be there. You'll still have a job. You trust that when you get off work and you go to the grocery store, that the grocery store is going to have the food you're looking for. When you put money in the bank, you trust that the bank is not going to lose your money, right? You trust in things that you see as dependable. This is the kind of trust that I want to talk about, and it's one of the main kinds of trust that is super important to developing reliability with a dog. Now, let's dig into this kind of trust a little bit deeper and how it leads to a dog's training becoming more reliable, okay? So to start with, for a dog to trust you, it must understand you. We tend to trust what we understand. What does the dog need to understand about you? Well, as we mentioned before, it needs to understand that you're a safe person to be around. And frankly, that takes consistent, kind behavior with the dog. But moving on past that kind of trust into the trusting and dependability, the dog needs to understand what you're asking for, right? This comes through formal training. If half the time you say come and half the time you say, come on, buddy, follow me or something like that, it makes it very difficult for the dog to learn. So you need formal, consistent training. The dog needs to understand exactly what you're asking of it. The dog needs to understand what your boundaries and expectations are. What happens if it goes past those boundaries? What happens if it stays within those boundaries and expectations, right? If it goes out, what does that result in? If it stays in those boundaries, what does that result in? So in summary, the dog must understand you and your boundaries and your expectation and the environment, okay? But here's the thing. For a dog to truly understand you so much that it trusts you and finds you dependable, you must be consistent, okay? So the way that you interact with the dog has to be consistent. Otherwise, it's very difficult for the dog to come to a comprehensive understanding of what you are all about, okay? When do you feed the dog? Does it get fed every morning? Does the food just stay out there in a bowl on the floor all the time? Is it fed twice a day, three times a day? Is it fed inside? Is it fed outside? If you are not consistent with how and when you feed the dog, then the dog is going to worry about where its next meal is going to be, where it's going to come from, what time it's going to come, that sort of thing. So you need to be consistent about when you feed the dog. You need to be consistent about when you walk the dog, where you walk the dog to start. Where's the dog expected to go potty? Is it supposed to potty outside, inside? You know, you've got to explain that to the dog through training. What are the dog's boundaries within the home? Is it allowed on your bed? Is it allowed on your sofa? Is it allowed in the kitchen when you're cooking, sniffing around the counters and looking for dropped food? Is that how things work in your home? You know, you want the dog to understand how things work. What options are open to the dog when you ask it to do something? If you say sit or lay down or come or heel or whatever, what options are open to the dog, right? Is it allowed to blow you off? Is it allowed to ignore you and go do its own thing? What are the benefits of doing what you ask? What are the drawbacks of not doing what you ask? It needs to understand the system. And there are tons of other nuances that the dog picks up from you as it learns to live with you. But in order for the dog to really understand you, you've got to be consistent in how you train, in how you communicate, in how you interact, in what you allow, in what you don't allow, okay? So now I'm just going to back up. For a dog to trust you, it must understand you. For a dog to understand you, you must be consistent. This is why dog trainers always talk about consistency. If you are not consistent, how is the dog supposed to trust you and interact with you in a consistent way, i.e., how is it supposed to be reliable? So here's the thing. If you are consistent, you are dependable. Okay? If you are consistent, it means the dog can count on you to do things in a certain way. The dog can count on you to act in a certain way. The dog can count on you to interact with it in a certain way. So what I'm about to tell you is what I call a biological certitude or biological certainty, okay? When faced with two options, it's better to choose the one you are more familiar with, the one you understand the best, even if it is not completely desirable. So when we talk about a dog being reliable, that actually means that we want that dog to more or less do what we ask, whether it wants to or it doesn't want to, whether it sees what we want as desirable or it sees what we want as undesirable. Either way, we need the dog to trust us and do what we ask. We know that it's for the dog's best. So when faced with two options, it's better to choose the one you are more familiar with, even if it's not completely desirable. This is just the way animals work. It's the way you work. What I'm trying to get at is this is a form of the old phrase, better the devil you know than the devil you don't, right? We tend to gravitate to what we know, to what we understand, to what we're used to what we can count on being a certain way. And so are dogs. Okay, so this is why it's important for the dog to understand you and for the dog to see you as dependable. Let's look at it in a slightly different way. Dogs gravitate towards what they understand and they shy away from what they do not understand. This reminds me of an old I read this in a book a long time ago, and the U.S. government did a study many, many years ago, decades ago, on, you know, what would be the response of humans if aliens were to appear, you know, from outer space and land on Earth and step out of their ship. And the study came to the conclusion that it would be pure pandemonium. Because there's a pretty good chance that if there's life out there, it's so different from us that we would be horrified. We wouldn't understand it. It wouldn't look familiar to us. And we would be so horrified that it would be sheer pandemonium. Now, whether or not that's true now, many decades later, I don't know. But it just goes back to the point, right? We like what we understand. We fear what we don't understand. If you want your dog to like you and its environment and doing what you ask, then it needs to understand. So one key element to developing a dog's reliability is to develop your dog's understanding of you being consistent and therefore trustworthy. Okay, let me go back through my main points. Now it should start to make sense to you. Okay. For a dog to trust you, it must understand you. For a dog to understand you, you must be consistent. If you are consistent, you are dependable. And if you are dependable, the dog is going to gravitate toward you, even in situations where the dog may be uncomfortable. Now, I'm going to say it one more time in a slightly different way just to make sure I'm getting my point across, and then I'll be done, okay? If you are consistent, you're dependable. If you are dependable, you're trustworthy. If you are trustworthy, the dog follows your lead because dogs gravitate toward what they understand. And they shy away from what they do not understand. If the dog gravitates toward you and its preferences and follows your lead because it thoroughly understands what that results in, you have come a long ways towards developing reliability. So there you have it, folks. There is the gist of cracking the reliability code. I hope it is helpful to you. And if you're working with your dog and trying to develop more habitual behaviors, hopefully these principles come into play. And if you need help with them, you know where to come. Just go to fetchmasters.com.